We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're going to go to the hotline right now and talk to Darren McHugh, the manager of the Hutchinson Monarchs. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Skip, I guess. I don't know. Coach, manager, it's all good. We're doing great back here.
It's all the same. Coach, manager, whatever.
Skip, yeah, it all works. So you are in the Final Eight tonight against the Seattle Studs of the NBC World Series. That game's scheduled for 6 o'clock. At X Stadium in Wichita here. So what are you doing to get the guys ready? You got to be feeling pretty good after the last game, a 10-0 win. So how's the team going into this one?
I think they feel pretty good. It's getting toward the end of summer, so, you know, you don't know what you're going to get at the end of summer. They're ready to get back to school and see their mom and dads and girlfriends, what have you, but I think we'll be okay. We got a good group here this year and been playing pretty good all year long.
Coach, you obviously played in Hutch here the first part of this tournament. Did you find that to be a little bit, it's almost like home games for you rather than playing here in Wichita? Did you find that helped out with the morale and everything else with the team?
Yeah, I think so. It's always nice playing at home, you know, and that is our home field during the year. And we draw pretty good. We have a good, pretty good fan base. And, you know, to start out the first 4 days there, it was great. We didn't have to travel, you know, right there in town. So it made it a lot easier.
Talking with Darren McHugh of the Hutchinson Monarchs, he's the manager of that team. They're playing Seattle tonight at X Stadium in the quarterfinals of the NBC World Series. So you scored 10 in your last game, a shutout. You started this tournament with a 13-0 win. I'm looking through your schedule. I see 13-5, 16-3, 19-6, 15-10, 16-3. You score a lot of runs, don't you?
Yeah, we can. You know, at times we can, if we swing the bat well, we can score a lot of runs. But, you know, sometimes, you know, baseball, it gets hard. And you don't get the hits like you need to, but we've been swinging it pretty well lately.
What are you expecting from Seattle tonight?
You know, Seattle's been around a long time, been at the NBC for quite a while. You know, them and Santa Barbara, Hayes, you know, they're always in there. You know, the last few years we've been there, we just haven't got over the hump. So hopefully tonight we can get over the hump and get on to the next day.
You know, we were talking with Barry Aiden, the Seattle manager, and we all, everyone who's seen them play knows their style. They like to bunt. They like to pitch, obviously. They want games to be relatively low scoring and play a little bit of small ball, run the bases, do things like that. How well equipped do you think your team is to combat that style of play? And how do you feel about that style overall?
You know, it depends on what team you got. You know, if, you know, we do score a lot of runs, but we can play small ball also. We got some team speed. You know, we can do either or. You know, it just depends on the pitching that we face. You know, as you get deeper in this tournament, you always face the better pitching. And so, you know, it may come down to the small ball and bunting and getting guys over. And, you know, it could be a 4-3, 5-4 ball game. Who knows?
Well, Coach, give us a little rundown on some of your players, some of the guys that have been excelled for you this year and have been playing well in the tournament.
Well, you know, we got Sawyer Thornhill. He's been swinging the bat pretty good here lately. He's from WSU. Alex Berg, he's my catcher. He's another WSU guy. He's been swinging it pretty well. Joey Barron, they call him Barrel. Joey Barrel, because he always seems to hit the ball in the barrel. So, you know, and there are a few other guys. We've been getting good pitching all the way along. We got Brett Wehmer's going tonight. He's from Pitt State. So, you know, we got a lot of guys in the bullpen that can get it done. And, you know, it's win or go home. So everybody's available tonight, and we're going to go try and get a victory.
Talking with Darren McHugh, the manager of the Hutchinson Monarchs. So how do you approach pitching, not only in a tournament like this, but throughout the summer where, you know, guys might not be available for the whole summer? They're on innings watch. They're maybe not even going to go out to play summer ball. So how do you look for pitchers? And then when you have them, what's the way you use them? How do you like to deploy your pitching staff?
Well, we have about 4 or 5 schools that send us kids every year. Sam Houston State, Wichita State, Pittsburgh. We get some from Nebraska. And, you know, I tell the pitchers, if you're a starter, I'm very strict on this rule. It's 85 pitches and you're done. And that way the guys in the bullpen, they can get their innings in. And, you know, the guys that start, they've already been pitching quite a bit. So I don't try to ruin anybody. 85 pitches should get you 5 innings. Sometimes it only gets to 3. So it depends on how many strikes you throw during the game is how many innings you're going to get. But I'm pretty strict on that rule about the 85 pitches for starters.
Have you ever had any pitchers with that say that they want to go a little bit more? I know you're not going to let them, but do you get that with some kids that just want to stay out there?
Oh, yeah. I get it all the time. And I said, nope, that's it. you know my rule. You know, there's been a couple times that kids have had no hitters going, and I pulled them. They got mad, and I said, "You can get mad all you want, but I'm not here to hurt you. So we'll turn it over to the bullpen and go from there."
Darren McHugh, our guest from the Hutchinson Monarchs. Now you stepped down, retired from the head coaching job over at Nickerson High School. You were there for obviously a while. What was that experience like? And have you thought much about that since? Because it was just this past spring that you announced that. Going into another school year now, how different is that going to be for you?
Just give me a little bit more time to play golf. That's all.
Good answer. You know,
they don't have any good courses over in Hutch, do they?
Oh yeah, there's plenty. You know, I go over to Newton, and you know, we go to Heston, we go to Turkey Creek over there, McPherson. You know, we kind of go around a little bit, kind of play like a little tour. But you know, I was over there for 6 years. You know, and I really enjoyed it over there. Had a good group of kids. As a coach, sometimes you know when it's time to go, and it was just time for me to go. The kids needed to change. My assistant, Jordan Nuss, took over. He went to school there, played baseball there. So I think I left him in a better place than when I took over.
Coach, I'm just curious, was getting into coaching something that you always wanted to do, and how did that come about?
Yeah, I've always wanted to coach. I got drafted. I went to Hutch JUCO and got drafted by the San Francisco Giants in the 12th round. I played for 6 years. I made it all the way to AAA. And I was just one of them guys that was what they called an organizational player. He's good enough for the team, but I don't think he's going to make it to the big leagues, but he could be a coach, good coach one day. And they asked me to coach and manage my last 3 years. So I spent 9 years with the Giants. And the last 3 was managing and coaching. And then, you know, I came back home, had a family, had to get a real job and, you know, take care of my family. And got into coaching with the Monarchs 13 years ago. You know, they've been together for 14. You know, and I coached the last 6 years at Nickerson High School. So I just love baseball, you know, and I love coaching it. And, you know, a coach knows when it's time to go, and it was just time for me to go.
Was that something that was told to you during your career that you making the major leagues was a long shot? Because you got to AAA, you're right on the doorstep. Did you ever feel like that call was coming?
You know, you just never know. You know, it's a game, but it's a business, and I get it. You know, there's a lot of guys that have a lot more money invested in them than myself. But really, you only need one guy to like you up top, and I just never did get that opportunity to get to the big leagues. And I don't regret it. I spent 9 years in the minor leagues. It was a great time, learned a lot. And, you know, I'm coaching now, so it all worked out.
And coach, you know, I played hockey for 14 years, and I've seen a ton of good players. And it's funny that you mentioned that with, you know, you need one guy just to give you a shot. And it's just funny how some guys slip through the cracks that you think probably should have had a chance.
Yeah, I mean, you look at some of these guys and you go, how come he didn't get a chance? Well, you know, he may not have played good on that one day that one guy was there.
Exactly.
You know, so it's very hard to make it to the big leagues, you know, and it's hard to get to the minor leagues, to the big leagues. So people got to realize that, you know, there's only 36 teams and there's 50 states, so you're already behind the eight ball already.
Don't want to.
You know, you go every.
Go ahead.
Every little town, they got an outfielder, infielder, so it's hard.
Yeah, don't want to discount your football playing ability too. A great player at Hutch JUCO, but we talked about the playing at home and having the first half of this tournament in Hutch. How much has the town overall embraced the Monarchs as they've gone along and progressed as an organization?
I can't praise the fans enough. You know, we average probably 250 to 300 people a night. You know, we go to out of town, we go to other places, and there's like 20. So, you know, and our big promotion night, cancer night, we almost had 600 people, you know, and all the proceeds stayed right there in town. So the fans support us very well. They come on the road. You know, there'll be a lot of fans over here at X Stadium supporting us tonight. And I can't thank him enough.
Yeah, talking with Darren McHugh, Hutchinson Monarchs manager. Just before you go, we've had a lot of talk on this show about the future of the MBC, where it should be played, where it, you know, has been played, and obviously Hobart Detter has been used. What do you see? Do you like the tournament best when it has one home? Is that your ideal form of this tournament?
Well, you know, I like Lawrence Dumont when it was here.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a great atmosphere. The fans were into it. It was just something different. You know, the two locations, I like, you know, the first 4 days in Hutch because that's my hometown. You know, in Santa Barbara, Seattle, you know, Hayes, Liberal, they all come there, and people in my hometown can see them play. You know, it's sometimes hard for people to get over to Wichita to see them type of teams. Do I want it in one place? Yeah, it would be nice to be in one place, but the first 4 days at home, I don't mind.
Well, very good. We appreciate your time, especially on the day of a game. I know it's coming up here just in about 3.5 hours, the Monarchs and the Seattle Studs. Big game tonight in the quarterfinals of the NBC at X Stadium. Darren, we really appreciate it. Good luck this evening.
I appreciate you having me on. Appreciate
All right.
it.
Thanks a lot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.